It's standard practice in many schools to punish children for tantrums, spacing out, or aggressive outbursts, all of which are often symptoms of traumatic stress. When that happens, the school, instead of offering a safe haven, becomes yet another traumatic trigger. Angry confrontations and punishment can at best temporarily halt unacceptable behaviors. But since the underlying alarm system and stress hormones are not laid to rest, they are certain to erupt again at the next provocation. In such situations, the first step is acknowledging that a child is upset. Then the teacher should calm him, then explore the cause and discuss possible solutions. For example, when a first grader melts down, hitting his teacher and throwing objects around, we encourage his teacher to set clear limits while gently talking to him. "Would you like to wrap that blanket around you to help you calm down?" The kid is likely to scream no, but then curl up under the blanket and settle down. Predictability and clarity of expectations are critical. Consistency is essential. Children from chaotic backgrounds often have no idea how people can effectively work together, and inconsistency only promotes further confusion. Trauma-sensitive teachers soon realize that calling a parent about an obstreperous kid is likely to result in a beating and further traumatization. Our goal in all these efforts is to translate brain science into everyday practice. For example, calming down enough to take charge of ourselves requires activating the brain areas that notice our inner sensations, the self-observing watchtower discussed in Chapter 4. So a teacher might say, "Shall we take some deep breaths or use the breathing star?" This is a colorful breathing aid made out of file folders. Another option might be having the child sit in a corner wrapped in a heavy blanket while listening to some soothing music through headphones. Safe areas can help kids calm down by providing stimulating sensory awareness. The texture of burlap or velvet, shoeboxes filled with soft brushes and flexible toys. When the child is ready to talk again, he is encouraged to tell someone what is going on before he rejoins the group. Kids as young as 3 can blow soap bubbles and learn that when they slow down their breathing to 6 breaths per minute and focus on the out-breath as it flows over their upper lip, they can feel more calm and focused. Our team of yoga teachers works with children nearing adolescence specifically to help them befriend their bodies and deal with disruptive physical sensations. We know that one of the prime reasons for habitual drug use in teens is that they cannot stand the physical sensations that signal fear, rage, and helplessness.